Parshat Chukat, naturally we can discuss the incident with the water and the rock. Because no matter which parish you are, and there's probably at least a dozen, you have to explain the incident. What exactly was Moshe's chet? What did he do wrong that he got punished? And because of that he doesn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what was he supposed to do? And the Sforno is no different than any other in that he asked this question. And he points out Kfar Rabu Adeo, there's many opinions, so he's going to give his opinion, noting that this is a question asked by many. Because Bamechatu Moshe Aaron, what was their chait? Is it that Hashem wanted them to speak? As Rashi says, they were supposed to talk to the rock, and instead they hit the rock. So if so, why in the Pasachet does it say, Perichav Pasachet, Kachet Amateva Keleteida Atav Aaron Echicha, Vidibartim Alasela? If you, yes, it says talk to the rock, but it also says take your staff with you, take your stick with you. So why are they being told to bring it, and when all they were supposed to do was talk to it? And if that was the chait, how many of them hit the rock? Moshe and Aaron? It seems from the pasuk that it was just Moshe. Vayarem Moshe yado vayachat asela, as it says in pasuk Yid Aleph. Vayachat asela b'mateu pa'mayim. So was it just Moshe? So why is Aaron getting punished? Okay, these are very good questions on the traditional explanation, as Rashi has it, that they were supposed to talk to the rock and they instead hit it. So he said you have to understand two yesodot in order to be able to explain this. The first one is, what was the goal of Hashem here in this story? Hashem's goal is that Am Yisrael shouldn't complain. They should realize that they shouldn't argue with Moshe, they shouldn't fight, they shouldn't be complaining. They should have Amunah in Hashem. That's the ultimate goal. So when they're sitting here going, why did you bring us here to the worst place on earth? We were in this great place in Mitzrayim, and now here we are in the desert, in the worst place. So what are we supposed to do? Ideally, Hashem is saying to them, you guys should be like, okay, yes, it's a desert. He's not denying it's a desert. And there's no water there. But you should believe in me that I can take care of you, that I'm there with you, and I'm going to provide for you. Don't worry so much, just believe in me. That is the goal of Hashem. So now, in order to teach them this idea, he's going to do a goal. What would the goal be? They're here in the desert, there's nothing to drink, and we believe in Hashem. Hashem, you can provide for us. Here you go, here's water. All of a sudden, in the middle of the desert, we get water. Okay, that is what, quote-unquote, should happen. Okay, we're not denying that they're in a desert where there's no water. Hashem is okay, understands that part, of course. The question is, why are they complaining so much? Really, they should believe in Hashem, and He can provide water for them. So what's supposed to happen in order for them to get water? What's supposed to happen? So for that is the second yesod of the Sforno. The Sforno says that there are three types of miracles. First type of miracle is that a tzaddik davens and nature takes its course. Okay, somebody's sick and you daven that it gets better. In his example, Nis Nisnar Kamo, you read on a matar. You need rain, you daven for rain, you get rain. Hashem listens to our tefillah. That's what we do in our tefillah all the time. Tein tal matar levracha. And if we're worthy, if we listen to Hashem's mitzvot, so Hashem gives us rain. So Hashem, Avram davens and Avimelech gets better. Moshe davens and Miriam gets better. It's a natural phenomenon getting better. Baruch Hashem, we all had the flu or whatever, various things in our life, a cough, a cold, and you get better. So you're supposed to daven, get more sleep, drink more water, do tshuva. Okay, but that's what it's all about. You're supposed to daven, and nature takes its course. That's the first type of miracle, says the Sforno. The second type of miracle is that it's more of a nes nigla, it's a revealed miracle. And in order for it to occur, you need the tzaddik to do some kind of action. For example, taking a stick, like when Moshe threw a stick down and it turned into a stake. And then he lifted up the stick and it turns back into a stick. Or where we were told already in Sefer Shemot, hit the rock and water will come out. Or if you get to stories later in the Malachim of doing something and it stops the sun. Okay, meaning we have stories where they have to do some outside action, and a nes nigla occurs. There's a third kind as well. What's the third kind of miracle? It's something that nature can't do on its own in any way. There's no action that the person can do. It only happens with talking, and Hashem, everything only happens with Hashem doing it, but Hashem only has these things happen by doing it. Sorry, I jumped the gun on the causing the sun to stop in Yeshua. This, he says, is the example of the third one. But it's when a person talks and the ground opens up. Okay, we just had in last week's Parsha. Or Yeshua talks and the sun stands still. So says the Sforno, understand what happens with each of these kinds of miracles. When the third kind of miracle happens, it proves to everyone how great Hashem is. How great, in his words, the Mishaleach is, the sender. Hashem sent the Navi to tell the people, the leader, tell the people this, be better, improve, and let me prove it to you, and showing how great Hashem is, he does that third kind of miracle. When Hashem lets the second kind of miracle happen, again, all miracles are only being done by Hashem, it's not the person doing it, but when the mechanism is the person doing some kind of action, in the Sforno's second example, what does it show? Come to prove to everybody? It comes to prove how great the Shaliach is, not the Mishaleach. It comes to prove how great the Shaliach is. When the Shaliach does an action, he does something like hitting a rock and water comes out. When he does something like throwing a stick down and it turns into a stick, everyone goes, wow, he really is a Navi. He really is a man of God. He really is impressive. So the third kind of miracle shows us how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the second kind of miracle shows us how great the person is. Okay, meaning Hashem is doing it all, but it's being done in a way that shows off how great the person is who's carrying it out. That's what number two does. And number three is when it shows how great Hashem is. So now we can come back to our story with Moshe hitting the rock or talking to the rock or what he's supposed to do and why does he have the stick there. Says the Sforno, what kind of miracle was Hashem looking for here? Hashem was looking, we can accept Rashi's pshat. Moshe was punished because he didn't speak to the rock, he hit the rock. Because what kind of miracle was Hashem looking for here? Hashem was looking for number three. Because go back to his first yisod. His first yisod was, he just wanted Am Yisrael to believe in him. He knows they're in the desert without water. So he just didn't want them to be fighting and complaining so much. He wanted them to just believe in him. How could he get them to just believe in him? If only there were a miracle done in category number three. Only the type of miracle that we see, Godel HaMishalech, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why bring a stick along? He says, and he shows it from the Psukim, that he's really going to be, once the water comes, he'll use it to spread out the water to the different machanot. And it's in the is Diuk in the Psukim there. So when Moshe, instead of talking to the rock, which would have performed the miracle in category number three, showing how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, instead he hits the rock. Hitting the rock is not talking to the rock. What kind of miracle could come from that? Only one in category number two. A miracle in category number two doesn't show us how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, it shows us how great Moshe Rabbeinu is. So when Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe and Aaron throws in. Moshe v'Aaron hiskimu lasot hamen hasheni min hanisim. They tried to do the second kind of miracle, the same kind they had previously done in Rifidim. Ki lo bitchu shikayim hakel yitbarach dvarolot yisrael min hashlishim. They, or the nation, was on the level of having one of those super amazing category number three type of miracles. The kind that could only happen from talking, this incredible miracle happens and shows us our great Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they didn't believe in him, and therefore, instead, they tried to perform a miracle of category number two. Hitting the rock, and water comes out. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Hashem says, V'yomer Hashem al-Moshe v'yal Aaron, Ya'al lohem antem bi, lahakti sheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael, l'chein lo tavir al-kal ezele al-aretz asher natati lehem. You didn't do something that you didn't believe in me. You were supposed to do a miracle that showed how great I was. Instead, you did a miracle that showed how great you are. yes, you're my Neman Beiti, you're my leaders, you're the Manig of Am Yisrael. I put you in charge of Moshe Rabbeinu. I come and talk to you to be the leader of Am Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen, you're the Kohen, you're my chosen Kohen Gadol. We just went through this last week of Parshas Korach, but I have no doubt that you two are the leaders, and everyone accepts that after all those miracles. Now this is the opportunity to do a miracle that shows how great I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am. And because you didn't do that, you didn't have that belief, and via that, chilaltim kivodi. That was a chil of my kavod. And therefore, that is the punishment that you get. So it's not just that they talked to the rock, they didn't talk to the rock, they hit the rock instead, as Rashi tells us. But it was the missed opportunity, because the whole goal of this whole process was for all of us to have the emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way that was going to happen was by having that super miracle happen that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness rather than the greatness of Moshe and Aaron. And therefore, that's the pshat, says the Sforno. The pshat is that the ultimate goal of all of this was for us to believe in Hashem and not to constantly fight and complain and argue. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu missed out on that opportunity, that is why Moshe Rabbeinu, on his madriga, was worthy of this punishment of not being able to take the nation into Eretz Yisrael. So we have to always remember that the ultimate goal is exactly as it says, "Shiakiru rishat mivatam." Hashem says, "Lo yachpotz mimot mavet amei." I don't want you to die. Rather, I'd rather you all do tshuva. Shkach.